This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. It is time to do a little combat pistol craft with Super Dave Harrington. How are you doing this evening, sir?
All right, just fine, Mr. Bill. How are you today?
I'm okay. It's been sort of busy, but, you know, I do what I do, just like you. First of all, before we get into anything, I always forget to ask you this. How is your rehab coming?
Awesome. Over the past 2 weeks of unpleasantness, was able to see my Achilles doctor, and he's basically cleared me hot to get back to work and continue to do what I'm doing, because I am beyond the need for any kind of physical therapy or anything. So he's very pleased with the overall trajectory of my recovery.
To that end, I'm very pleased for you. I mean, so does this mean that you're going to look at your hip now? Or are you going to give that a minute?
Actually, man, I'm going to hang back and not really look at anything, man. I've had enough for quite some time now, and I actually feel and move better than I have without the distraction of any one or cumulative injuries. I feel good.
Yeah.
I'm anxious to get back to work.
No need to rock that boat, huh?
Oh, no. No, as a matter of fact, you know, I would kind of dig on the fact that nothing happened to me for quite a while. I wouldn't mind having a nice, boring life here for the foreseeable future.
At least in terms of health, right?
Health, any kind of external events,
right?
Anything negative.
Gotcha.
The no reason to polish my skills in respect to extracting the positive out of the negative. I'm on top of that one.
You know, let's talk a little bit about skill. We got a few minutes left in this segment, so I just want to talk about the importance of this. Now, Jeff Cooper was absolutely convinced that handgun shooting skill was more perishable than rifle shooting skill. Would you concur with that?
Wow, dude. Put me on the spot up against the man, Jeff Cooper.
Well, I consider you to be the man.
I would agree with that statement, yes, for one reason. And I know this for a fact, this was shared with me by LAV back in the day. If you can shoot a handgun well, and you know what that is, to shoot handguns well, you can apply what you know in respect to the, you know, make, model, and type of firearm. And, you know, apply what you know and fire them equally well, if not better, because of the type of firearm it is. As far as the only reason there was any hesitation in my response is I've been doing some think tank work on, that whole perishable skills thing, and I'm coming to find in my experience, it's not that perishable. And I'll tell you why I feel that way. With the, you know, within the past year or two, I've had some major interruptions in my ability to train and practice. Have been flat out shut down for months on end and have not yet had an opportunity until recently, until now, and I'm working on it. But in respect to some of the more, well, even the simple exercises, but certainly the much more complex exercises that I've developed in respect to dry and no fire training, I'm not that far off what I could only consider to be my best times if you wanted to focus on timing or the doing of it and how much time. Tenths of seconds, certainly you have to have an awareness of time in respect to paying attention, you know, to what you see, think, and feel about what you're doing while you're doing it, and making those judgment calls in respect to how much time transpires during the doing of the task to be able to call within tenths of seconds. So depending on where you're at skill-wise, when you're working, you know, either dry or no-fire type training, using a timer, much more difficult. You should add or subtract at least a half-second increment so that is noticeable. It's readily apparent. You know, a half second is a lot longer than a tenth of a second. So you condition yourself to be, well, as you condition yourself to learn to be aware of what you are capable of performing within a given time frame, you can fairly say you're developing a sense of timing when you can make judgment calls within a half-second increment. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Did you follow me with all that?
Sort of. I was doing the best I could. I was doing, but I was
blowing myself out saying it.
Well, I mean, the takeaway I'm getting here is that you are going to have to train to some degree. You're going to have to do some sort of practice in place of being out on the range every day.
Yes, absolutely. Because here's the deal. I think, you know, I did some other think tank stuff on harnessing the power of the mind in respect to multitasking and what you can or cannot do in respect to, you know, juggling any number of tasks. Of course, the more tasks you are used to juggling, it's highly possible you can handle more. But then what's the limits of human function? Where do you reach that, you know, go, no-go point? How can you, you know, you should never, you know, can't, never could do nothing. Never tell yourself you can't do something. But there are limits to human function in respect to how you gauge or judge what you can or cannot do successfully.
Right.
It's got nothing to do with time, adding a time element. Once you practice, you know, train and learn what it is you need to do sequentially to be successful, but then practice it, only once you are well practiced should you even consider placing a time value on it. Certainly, if you have no awareness.
I've been so busy listening to you that the break got up on us, so you hang on for me. We're doing Combat Pistol Craft with Super Dave Harrington. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. www.combatspeedlearning.com. Speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. Now, one thing I wanted to ask you about, now I know that you run with one holster. You run with the same holster all the time, most of the time. Your setup never deviates. It never changes. That's why you have you have competence with it.
Correct.
Now, in your classes, what kind of stuff do you see come around? And, I mean, is all of this stuff that you do see come around, is it – how many of them are just abject disasters? And have you ever learned something about a – hey, I've never seen that kind of holster before, that kind of thing.
Yeah, you have me at a disadvantage for one reason, bro. I'm not like a gear guy.
Okay.
I don't if there was any one thing you wanted to identify, call it a weakness if you like, I don't and find it an impossibility. I mean, there's a lot of good equipment companies out there. But I can't keep up with them all.
Right.
And it also depends on, you know, a lot of these smaller gear companies tailor make. I mean, you know, like, for example, if you want an appendix carry for this type of firearm, who's the go-to guy? Somebody out there makes it. You know what I mean? So a lot of them, in my impression, has become highly specialized. There's a few companies that, you know, have a balance in, you know, hybrid, you know, the leather and Kydex combos. There's just a lot of good gear out there, man. It really depends on, you know, doing an analysis of your operational environment and making a decision of what you need to carry based on threat assessment for the area and how you're going to carry it. Or need to carry, what are the influences on having what you feel you need to support, you know, your safety, and figure it out from there. You know, one thing in respect to the gear, and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about, one of the most beautiful examples of simplicity in kit is a Claymore bag. You know?
Do they still have those?
Dude, I was just going through an old gearbox and found I have basically a brand new one. You know,
yeah.
It was used, but brand new. And it's almost like a trophy, man, because it's the only one I have. I'll figure out what I want to do with it, but you know, it has a million uses. That's the whole thing. It's the perfect size and utility. That's why it's a Claymore bag.
Right.
But I see a lot of different. I'll tell you what, really, to answer your question now, having said all that, to answer your question is what I see is a lot of retention devices. And I would hazard a guess, unless you have a specific job requirement that you have X level of retention holster, that you not have a retention device other than the friction provided by the holster that you choose. Now, the holster that you choose has to be, you know, has to fit like a glove, and you have to be able to, you know, set enough tension on it where you cannot retrieve the pistol from the holster and then set it, you know, accordingly to what you like. But because you can run in it, it's problematic, especially in a civilian carry kind of, unless, of course, you know, you do practice with it. I just encourage people to practice with it, but I see a lot of people using retention devices, and they really have no, you know, reason or influence to have it other than, you know, the cool guys have it, so I have it.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's always that cool factor.
Right.
And that's perfectly understandable. But, however, I always fall back on, you know, fit and function over anything else.
So, do you think you see people showing up to class with these retention holsters? Do you think that they show up with those to keep from losing their weapon while they're running around and moving, but this is not a holster that they carry on a daily basis? Yeah.
Yeah, it's all part of it. I mean, I'm not saying retention, having retention devices are bad. From the simplest perspective, having a holster that has a form of retention, you know, retains the pistol in the holster while you're fire maneuvering with what should be your primary weapon or a shoulder fire weapon.
Right.
You see what I mean?
I do.
Maybe I misspoke, but let me clarify. Retention devices are good. What I see are people not used to using them. They're not practicing. They have holsters with retention devices, but the retention device is still problematic. You see what I mean?
I do.
They should have already, they showed up ready to rock and roll with, that's what I would consider an entry level issue that could have easily been resolved long before showing up to a dig of any type. You know what I mean? Be on top of your gear. Understand it. You know what it is and why it is and why you choose to use it and practice with it. That's where the dry and no fire work comes in hugely. But you can't lead a horse to water and make him drink. I've offered some dry and no fire training here lately and had very little positive response to it, even with the ammo situation being what it is.
Let me get you to hold right there.
The COVID impact and all that.
Let me get you to hang on right there. We're coming up on the break. Super Dave has been cleared to work. So you probably should go to combatspeed.com. If you're looking to take a class with him, he's probably going to be publishing some here shortly.
Yeah, I'll be getting on top of that here now.
The work in progress is now about to be working. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Merck will help Johnson & Johnson manufacture its one-dose COVID-19 vaccine. The partnership will reportedly use the powers of the Defense Production Act to give Merck the priority it needs to ramp up its facilities for production. Merck and Johnson & Johnson are two longtime pharmaceutical rivals, both headquartered in New Jersey. Brian Thomas is with UPS. He tells CBS News as they continue to push out the J&J vaccine, they're also shipping the other vaccines as well.
And so while we're excited to have the new volume come on board, and that represents another provider, we absolutely can't lose track and sight of all of the other responsibilities we have for the existing two providers.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says his statewide mask mandate is ending on March 10th, and all businesses can reopen at 100% capacity. USA Radio News. A businessman and civil rights icon has passed away.
Vernon Jordan, the civil rights leader who served as an advisor to former President Bill Clinton, has died. Former DNC interim chair Donna Brazile tells Fox News, if you don't know the man, learn his legacy.
Vernon was a dear friend and a mentor to so many of us. As you know, he was an American icon. Not only did he advise Democrats, he's been known to advise everyone in corporate America, in the media, and everywhere else. Former head of the National Urban League, hope that people celebrate this remarkable giant, his life. And I know my colleagues at Howard University will welcome him home and pay tribute to this great American legend.
Jordan died Monday night surrounded by loved ones with his wife and daughter by his side. Information about his cause of death was not disclosed. Vernon Jordan was 85. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Side note, Jordan also worked with presidents from Lyndon Johnson to Barack Obama. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. Now, you know, I talked to Fisher the other day, and he seems to think that, you know, he's got people coming to his classes. Do you think you're going to, because people that go to classes have ammo.
Right.
I think you're going to be doing classes.
Well, I don't know how it's going to shake, bro. I really don't. You know, I've got a few key things working in my favor, but, you know, it's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll. And in this business, man, you get knocked off the radar screen, you got to work your way back on it. And it's not always an easy thing to do, albeit I do have quite a bit of practice at it. So we'll just have to wait and see what happens.
Yep.
You know, supply and demand, that type of thing. But the ammo situation is a serious, you know, influence. And, you know, again, you know, part of the magic is being able to make it balance out and still get some good work done.
Right. Now, when I was in the military, my last position was as a training NCO.
Right.
And in 1990, when I the summer of 1990, right before I got out, I was trying to hook up some 45, the 45 range, because lots of officers in military intelligence, so, you know, I needed to take them out and let them qualify.
Right.
Sure.
And I couldn't
get the budget for the ammo, so they had us shift over to 22 target pistols. Can people take and shift off into something smaller and cheaper and still work technique and still pick up good habits?
Yeah, most certainly, but it's not the same thing. And as long as you're switched on to knowing the difference, I would highly encourage you, to do that if you can afford to do that. But it's not, it's only getting by, but it's getting by certainly much better than not. So the 22 conversions, the 22 versions or copies of, the full-size gun, they're all viable options. A lot of people know that, and that's why, you can't find 22 ammo anywhere. But if you want to take a giant leap of faith and look at the gun industry as a whole, where's it going to be in a year? Where's it going to be in 2 years? Something good's got to happen here pretty soon.
You would hope. I would hope. I hope they resolve primer issue. That would be my hope, to resolve the primer issue.
Right.
I think that's the holdup right now, but. Is there any way to train and remain pretty close to having that edge
absolutely.
On a daily basis without
knowing
ammo?
Knowing and understanding the value of dry firing and what it is, not just what it is, but how to do it and what to do. And then I along the lines of like escalation of force. My definition of dry fire is an empty pistol with empty magazines, period. That's what I'm working with.
Right.
No fire training is where I introduce a form of ammunition, being inert training cartridges or dummy rounds. But I refer to that as no fire training because I'm introducing a form of ammunition to my practice, and then you have the additional responsibility of ensuring that that is all you have in your kit and equipment is training cartridges or dummy rounds for their value and use. And then of course live fire, but even within the scope of live fire training, you can introduce inert training cartridges for their value as well. But the only legitimate item or inert training cartridges that I would recommend is ST Action Pro. They use Starline Brass, blah, blah, blah. But you got to watch heat. You don't want to run your guns super hot and introduce them, because I'm not sure what the temperature range is on the plastic projectile that they use. But I do know through experience that once that orange, deer hunter orange plastic insert starts to turn dark, it's done, man. It's done. Get rid of it, because it's getting brittle. When they turn dark, they get brittle. And they'll break off, cause problems. But where are we at, man? How much time we got?
Well, we got a minute 40 seconds.
All right, hit me.
So, I never asked you what your load is that you carry on a daily basis in your pistol for self-defense.
The specific cartridge?
Yes, sir.
Some of my favorite war stock Corbon solid copper 115 grain DPX. I think they're loaded at 1,300 feet per second.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but the copper projectiles, they do not fragment. They just malform, right? They stay together, though.
Right. Well, they go with the bullet's design to, you know, disassemble itself, you know, under pressure. But the specific load I'm talking about is like throwing mini grenades.
Okay.
I've killed quite a few deer with that specific load, and it performs awesome. But that is my initial loadout consists of, you know, my complete loadout of reserve mags is loaded with that DPX, Corbon DPX load.
Is Corbon still in business?
Negative. Ghost Rider, that pattern is closed.
Gotcha. I thought so.
But
I thought so.
Being
you and knowing who you know.
Right. Pete Senior, dude, solid gold. Love that guy. If I needed it, I was provided it. I didn't abuse it. And we both, enjoyed the professional association and still enjoy the friendship that developed out of it.
Hang on for me. Hang on. We're coming up to the break, and when we get back, we'll do a little more combat pistol crap. When we get back, you can find Dave's website, combatspeed.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. If you're following EV stocks, then you may know that this potential $3 trillion marketplace depends on graphite for next-generation energy cells. You can get free up-to-the-minute research on the stocks that are leading the way in this red-hot sector with your free subscription to Avid Metals Research Report when you text the word HOT to 48542. Developments in the electric vehicle market are compelling, but investors know we're running short on lithium and graphite supply. Did you know we could also be running short of cobalt? Cobalt is used in chemical production and is one of the critical elements needed to make the EV power source. Research suggests there's not enough ability to mine and process the material to meet demand. We've identified a strategically well-positioned company that could lead the way in solving this critical problem. Get your free research from the Metals Research Report when you text HOT to 48542. Text HOT to 48542.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life.
I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. We're talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. With your pistols, with your Glock, which I know you carry a Glock 45, occasionally a 26. Is there anything else that you carry?
You know, I just recently acquired a 48.
Okay.
And although I acquired it for training purposes, but I enjoy firing it. You know what I mean?
Right.
I have no specific use for it other than people with, like, really small hands, give them something to, you know, fire effectively.
Right.
Positively. And kind of understand what it is to graduate to, you know, like a double stack G19, something like that. You know what I mean?
Right.
But, I don't know, man. It's a nice little carry blaster. You know, I wouldn't mind, you know, I wouldn't have any, you know, problems carrying it if I needed to. Felt I needed to. It's a perfect pocket gun. Even over a 26.
Okay.
I would choose the 48. As a pocket gun over a 26. It'd punt less and be easier to get out of your pocket anyway.
I guess the reason I'm asking this is that it used to be, like with the Gen 3s, quite a few people I knew that carried Gen 3s, the first thing they would do when they got the gun would be to get a Dremel out and do an undercut on it and, you know, get out a soldering point and start sand it down and then stipple the grip and some other stuff. Do you actually see a need for that kind of stuff?
Sure. It depends on the individual's call. You know, the gun has to fit their hands. So whatever anyone feels that they need to do in respect to making a legitimate alteration to the frame needs to understand, one, they already paid for the gun, and they're probably going to wind up hanging on to it for quite a while. Because when you personalize a gun like that, it really kind of devalues it for its resale.
Right.
But I made one, you know, I didn't switch to Glocks until the Gen 4s came out with a reversible mag button, you know, because I always ran trigger finger release for a lot of reasons. The biggest reason is it's impossible for the gun to go bang when you're loading because your finger has to be out of the trigger guard and on the mag button. It can't go bang. You know what I mean?
Right.
Your finger's not even in the trigger guard. And it's faster than having to reposition the gun in your hand to action the mag button with your thumb. Anyway, you got to work with it a little bit, but if you work with it enough, you'll find what I'm saying to be true. It's just faster and easier, and it's safer. Personalizing a gun to fit your hands, I'm all about it. Do what you feel is necessary. One of my favorite, what I always graduated, I graduated away from any kind of modifications, and of course I shoot a stock G45 now, but also a stock G19X as my backup to the 45. What I used to do is I would remove half of the material of the floor of the trigger guard, inside the trigger guard, go to the, you know, the apex of the trigger shoe, right? That point, and then measure that to the floor of the trigger guard. Got it?
Got it.
And then remove half that material, and it gives your trigger finger more room to function the face of the trigger shoe as a lever because you can get lower on it. You see what I mean? And just by making that change, you can totally alter the feel of the action or the mechanism of the, you know, the trigger group with that mod. And I used to do that. And then I obviously made the decision it wasn't that big of a deal because I haven't done it since. I just like the simple fact that I can say I shoot a stock Glock G45 with Glock night sights because that is it's a baseline. It's a standard. It's a factory industry standard. So that's what I'm working with, and that's what probably 80% of the people that I come into contact are working with anyway. You know, unless you're in that upper percentile that actively, you know, trains and practices, you know, quarterly. Could obviously afford to have, you know, tricked out guns or dot guns or, you know, a pair, you know, a primary and a secondary, the whole work scenario. It's expensive.
Right.
It's always been expensive, and it's getting that much more expensive.
As more and more people adopt it, yeah.
So.
Yeah, the guns I'm carrying right now, with the exception of some 1911 type guns, 2011 type guns, all of my polymer guns are currently optic free.
Right.
Simply because one of the things that I never take into account when I'm looking at a personalizing a gun, as you would say, I'll have a few holsters per gun inside the waistband, outside the waistband, maybe something, you know, special to go with it. I don't know what it would be. And then I put optic on it, and guess what? None of them work. None of them fit no more because the optic's in the way and it won't seat in there. So knowing that now, I have, as I've switched back over to CZ, I'm just going to use their sight system or steel sights or maybe big dots because I grew to like big dots, but I really like the big dots. Thinking about calling Access and letting them know, hey, let's go ahead and do something else. But
I recently saw a very interesting site combination.
Okay.
You spoke of the Access sites. Now, don't they offer, you know, they have the big dot, but don't they have like the small dot?
Yes, sir.
Where the dot is encompassed within the tombstone of the front dot housing, correct?
Yeah.
But it's that tombstone finish. You do not have left and right corner, so to speak.
Right.
Big dust. I would have to research this, man, but it had a square notch rear with that excess front sight.
Wow. Okay.
And I was curious. It looked sharp. I really dug the contrast between the rear notch and the front sight tombstone, but I was curious as to, I didn't get to fire it.
Right.
I was curious as to where the point of impact was in relationship to, you know, 12 o'clock of the dot being level in the rear notch. If so, that would have been perfect. You know what I mean?
I do.
Like point impact at 25.
We're running out of time. We're running out of time, but I didn't want to hear that. That sounds very intriguing. I would like to check that out, too. Thank you very much for taking the time to join me.
Thank you for the opportunity, Mr. Bill. Always
yes, sir.
A pleasure.
Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.